This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Hardesty, Hardesty, first name Elizabeth, Elizabeth, date of birth June 5th, 2019, date of evaluation June 3rd, 2019. Correction, the date of birth is June 5th, 1964. The referring physician is Dr. Anthony Porter. The chief complaint, 60-year-old female referred for preoperative evaluation as she is scheduled for a reverse shoulder surgery. The HBI. The patient is a 60-year-old female who reports having had a fall on May 21, 2025, period. At that time, comma, she tripped in a parking lot, period. She was then evaluated at Kaiser Hospital, period. CT was obtained and revealed a fracture, period. Patient was found to have a fracture of the head of the humerus, period. She has had ongoing right shoulder pain, period. Pain is 8/9/10, period. It is worse with activities such as putting on clothes. There is mild relief with pain medications, period. Past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number diabetes type 2, next number asthma, next number fibromyalgia, next number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, 1, left wrist, next number bunionectomy, next number fracture of the femur in 1995, next number deviated septum, next number right arm surgery at age 13. D. Medications, omeprazole 20 milligrams one daily, Singulair 10 milligrams one daily, metformin 500 milligrams BID, lorazepam 1 milligram PRN, Percocet 325 PRN, ibuprofen 600 milligrams PRN, Flexeril daily, albuterol inhaler, Alvesco ALVESCO 160 milligram, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily, Haldol, correction, Atenolol 50 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS, Citalopram 20 milligrams HS, Gabapentin 300 milligrams daily, Glipizide 5 milligrams daily, Hydrochlorothiazide 50 milligrams daily, Lisinopril 40 milligrams daily. The allergies, aspirin results in hives, penicillin, unknown reaction, sulfur results in rash. The family history, unremarkable social history, patient reports rare alcohol use, but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 154/85, pulse 57, respiratory rate 20, height 69 inches, weight 279 pounds. in general, patient is a moderately obese female who is alert oriented and in no acute distress, period. Cardiovascular exam reveals a soft systolic murmur and the left peristernal border, period. Abdomen is noted to be obese. There are no masses or tendons present, nor organomegaly present. Skin reveals ecchymosis of the left lower extremity, period. Extremities, there is trivial edema bilaterally, period. Musculoskeletal, the right upper extremity is noted to be in a soft cast, period. There is tenderness on passive motion exercise, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 57 beats per minute, period. There is leftward axis, period. Non-specific SD / T wave changes noted to be present, period. The radiographic findings X-ray right humerus dated May 21, 2025. There is an acute comminuted displaced fracture of the proximal humerus involving the humeral neck, humeral head, and lesser and greater tuberosities with severe rotation of the tuberosities and dislocation of the glenohumeral joint. Surrounding soft tissue swelling, period, acromioclavicular joint is congruent. The impression, this 60-year-old female suffered an industrial injury, period. She was noted to have right humeral head articular fracture, right elbow abrasion, and accidental fall, period. Patient has multiple comorbidities to include history of asthma, diabetes type 2, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and fibromyalgia, period. Despite the same, period, she appears to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is therefore cleared for saying, Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.